Good discussion. And Chad here did big on chief, right? So we're going to go on to number 11, Francis Case Walleye Regulations. Jake, you going to join on via Zoom? There he is.
Yes, sir. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, good afternoon. My name is Jake Davis, Fisheries Program Administrator, and this afternoon I'll be covering the Lake Francis Case discussion. I believe it's page 50 of your Commission book. And what this proposal is looking to do is remove two special regulations that apply to anglers who are targeting walleye through the ice on the lower portion of Lake Francis Case. And for reference, that's from the Northern Gregory Charles Mix County line downstream to the Fort Randall Dam. Just to give you a little bit of background on this, initially it was a proposal made by the commission at the January meeting that was in response to a petition. Originally that petition was only looking to remove the requirement that anglers keep their first four walleye caught. However, that proposal was modified at the March Commission meeting to also reflect that length limits would be in effect. So currently, anglers that are fishing through the ice on that portion of Lake Francis Case, they are required to harvest the first four walleye that are caught. Additionally, length limits do not apply. And so those length limits that do not apply would be the 15-inch minimum and then the statewide 1 over 20. Some of the reasons for that, those regulations, they came about in 2001, just for some reference, really because of some public concern that anglers were targeting walleye at depths around 30 feet or greater, and that when those fish were released, they had a higher probability of suffering post-release mortality, so essentially dying after they were released. So that regulation was enacted. And then with that, because they were essentially being forced to harvest those walleyes, the minimum was removed in that area as well. After discussions with staff, really what it came down to is this was a social regulation. Staff didn't feel like it had any biologic impact. Additionally, the idea of walleye being caught at deep depths and then suffering post-release mortality, that can happen in any number of locations in the state where anglers target walleye at those depths. However, this is the only case where those regulations were applied to a fishery. So by removing these special regulations, it would put this section of Lake Francis Case standardized with the rest of Lake Francis Case and Lake Sharp. And again, it would just standardize regulations, make things a little bit cleaner for anglers out there, and it wouldn't have any biologic impact. So with that, we have no changes to proposal, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for Jake on this one? If not, I'd entertain a motion. And a motion approved, seconded.
Second.
And Rockin. Any discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I'd like to thank John Lott for visiting with me on this issue. This is in an area very near to the proximity of where I live, and I've been contacted by a large group of area fishermen that some of them probably were involved in the initial petition back in 2001 requesting that proposal to be approved by the commission back then, and ultimately was. And John has gotten in touch with me, and we have visited. He's fully explained this exactly what Jake has portrayed this afternoon as far as the history of this, and I can see that the department's analysis of why they are proposing and supporting this finalization on this rule. But at this point in time, I'm going to resist this motion. I believe the area of fishermen that are involved and have concerns is just a little bit more over just the continued mortality rate of the walleye when they do come up from out of those depths. And so I appreciate all the information, but I just wanted to make a public comment that I will not support at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very well. Appreciate your comments. Any other comments? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I oppose. Nay.
So Rachel really loves roll call votes, even though we know for a fact she's only in person to vote at all. Unfortunately, she's going to make me go through that. And so we will do a roll call vote. Let me use the hot mic.
Bartling?
No.
Steve?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Rickler?
Aye.
Stark?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Dittmeyer?
Aye.